love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
It's New Year, but so many of you still wanting 24 years at the tap end in your life because your Tuesdays and Thursdays wouldn't be the same without it. So who are we to argue? If you just finished work or uni or school for the day, sit back and relax your first bit for 2012 of Chris My Friend's autobiography, 24 years at the tap end. God, I've missed this.
Right, I'm thinking that I'll take us to the 18th year, if you're keen on that.
I'm keen.
Right then. Ready?
Roger.
What's that about?
That's our impression of you.
But it doesn't sound like me.
We got together and planned what our impression would be over the Christmas period.
I spent ages working on that.
Yeah. We had like
you're
a separate meeting about it.
Could Deborah Stevenson do a better one than that? No.
Who's Deborah Stevenson?
She's on The Impressionist.
So my impression's one word.
Yeah.
Brodo.
That's ridiculous. It sounds
that took
nothing
us ages.
Like me. Nothing like me.
Nothing like me.
Let's continue.
Right then, my 18th year at the tap end. It had been another brilliant night out in Watford, and like I did every Tuesday, I found myself being woken up on the floor of Ollie Butler's garage to the deafening roar of a lawnmower.
Well, why did that happen every week?
Well, it was basically we'd go out on a Monday night, stay at Butler's on Ollie Butler's on Monday evening, so come back from the club, stay there.
A.K.A. Sir Dosser.
Yeah, wake up Tuesday morning, but his family have a gardener every Tuesday morning.
That's because he lives, as you remember, in Bel Air.
Yeah, yeah. So it was always annoying. So, the gardener will be up at 9. I obviously wouldn't be, and that's how I got woken up.
Does the gardener sleep in the garage as well?
No, he just turns up in the morning.
Oh, turns up at 9. I thought you said the gardener will be up at 9 and then starts the lawnmower. I thought you two were like...
Nah. What time do the maid and servants arrive?
The problem with the gardener is lawnmower is ridiculously loud. It's one of those industrial ones.
Ones you can sit on.
Yeah, I
love those.
Think so, yeah.
OMG, how big is the garage to have a sit-on lawnmower?
No, it's not in the... It's outside the garage, Becky.
He turns up riding it.
I assume so.
Yes! I've never seen anyone ride a lawnmower down the actual road.
Do gardeners bring their own? They must do.
Yeah, of course they do.
Also, I love it that butlers have got actual servants themselves.
Yeah.
There's some irony there.
Yeah, that's true. It was always the worst feeling. The banging headache from the night before... mixed with the sounds of the lawnmower outside, always at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday. It was all worth it, though. Monday nights were student night at Watford. We used to go to a place called Destiny, which has since become an Oceana. I didn't have much money. Generally, it cost about £5 to get in. After that, I could only really afford a couple of drinks if I was to be able to afford a kebab and then a cab home. Generally, though, the cab money often went on that extra drink, which meant that me and Butler would have to walk the long main road between Watford and Northwood to his house where I always stayed. I've just Google Maps this, and it's 4.2 miles. It always felt like more.
That's still quite far.
That's an hour.
That's over an hour, yeah. Anyway, there was no time to be hungover today. We had an exciting day ahead. An event we'd been planning for a while. Our pizza challenge at the hut.
Is this the triple?
No, is the... You know those buffets?
The triple is when you get the Burger King, KFC and the McDonald's all within sight of each other, so you have to have one thing from each.
I know of only one place where you can steal three, and
there's
I think
very
that's in
rare.
Southampton.
It's very rare. Sometimes people do the quadruple if there's, like, a Pizza Hut as well.
So you've never done the Pizza Hut challenge, basically, Becky?
Do you get a T-shirt if you do it?
You don't, but they should
no,
do that.
No, well, they're kind of not interested. I only do those ones in the pubs where if you eat the massive steak, you get the T-shirt. You've got to get a prize for it.
No, this
or
is
something
just kind of
to frame.
It's more like an internal thing between you and your mates, really. Like, it's not a thing in the pizza place.
Oh, okay.
It's just you decide to do it. Because they do have an all-you-can-eat buffet experience at lunchtimes.
I'm aware of this.
Yeah.
Is it you go there and see how much you can do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. Well, I do that every time I go. I'm in.
Well, yeah, but you've got to challenge yourself.
I don't leave until I have to undo a button or two. You got to get a value for money.
So, Phil, you have done it?
Yeah.
Without knowing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you've got to push yourself further than you would comfortably.
Yeah, every meal.
Do you really do that?
Who stops when they're full? Come on, be honest.
This is why I love you. You don't actually physically undo a button, though.
Yeah.
Do you?
It's embarrassing if you've got a belt on.
I didn't realise people actually had to do that. Like, I know people talk about, oh, I'm going to have to loosen my belt in a minute. I didn't actually think that happened.
Do you not do that?
No, I've never done it.
But you can push it down a bit so it kind of goes over the top. But if that's too awkward, you have to undo the button and then maybe a little bit of zip.
No. This has never happened to me. I don't think
sometimes they're so tight that they'll stay up even if you've undone the button and the whole zip.
No.
Yes.
Are you actually serious?
Yes.
Has this happened to you?
No.
I mean, people talk really about, weird. Oh, I'm going to have to undo a button.
You see, I'm not that extreme. Some people go for the elasticated waist, but that's not big in fashion at the moment.
Who
so
does
it's difficult
that?
To get that.
Who do you know that has an elasticated waist trouser?
You wear tracksuit bottoms all the time.
Yeah, but
I
not...
thought you were one of us.
No, you got me wrong. I'm not.
Disappoint me, Bills.
I spent the day preparing, eating a small bowl of cereal to start the engine. But apart from that, I didn't eat. I wore my most comfortable trousers and got the bus to the hut.
I don't have a pair of most comfortable trousers.
Just jogging bottoms.
All right.
There was roughly 8 of us taking part in the main event. The rules were simple. Eat as many slices as we can from the lunchtime buffet. We got there as early as possible to ensure we had as many hours as we needed to go for it. Everyone was very excited. Although I felt confident in my ability, Jono, who was bigger boned back then, and Chango, who we nicknamed the Beast, looked like strong favourites from the outset. Few of the lads had different techniques. A couple decided to eat as quickly as possible, but I decided to relax, take my time, and employ a bit of a tortoise hare situation. Some people aimed for the fruitier section of the buffet, pizzas like ham and pineapple, and farmhouse slices, whereas others just stuck to margarita. Some went deep pan, others went Italian thin crust. I wasn't tempted to overcomplicate, I kept it plain and simple, Italian thin crust margarita.
You girl.
When I was on about 6 slices, a few of the lads were up to the 8th or even 9th, and already I was starting to feel it. Deep down, I knew I wasn't going to finish this challenge first, but there wasn't a chance I was going to let myself down and come last. Chinese Dave was struggling. I could see it in his eyes. If I could just beat him, I'd be happy. I kept my head down, avoided conversation, and confidently boshed another slice. It was only a couple of slices later I hit the wall. Looking for inspiration and on the cusp of giving up, the sound of Heather Small came through the speakers. It was a moment, a sign. I knew someone up there was looking down on me, cheering me on. I picked up one more slice, chewed quickly and swallowed. I looked up at Chinese Dave. He was done. He couldn't match it and threw his napkin down.
I look into the window of my mind.
I couldn't face anymore. I was proud of myself. I hadn't come last. As the lads were whittled off one by one, the final two emerged. There was still a battle on. Chango and Webbo were still going at it. What I witnessed that day was incredible. Webbo took a slice, then Chango. The gaps between each slice eaten grew longer and longer. At 18, Webbo could take no more.
18 slices!
We were all proud of him. No one had expected him to do so well. All eyes turned to Chango, who, knowing what this meant to us, carried on. Chango had an interesting technique. He'd have one slice normal, then the other one with parmesan as a pudding. So it's like, it would be one on, one off, one on, one off.
Right.
So in his eyes, he was having half as much main, but then there's always room for pudding.
Yeah, it's all psychological.
It is. Genuinely, I think all buffets are psychological. It's just a barrier that you've got to smash through. He did slice 19 and 20. We were all cheering him on. By now, we were getting a few odd looks from the staff. But the way I see it is, buffets rarely get taken advantage of. If anything, With faced with an all-you-can-eat buffet, often people end up eating less than usual.
Agreed. I'm so with you on that. I like the idea of an all-you-can-eat buffet, but when I actually get there, I probably eat less than if it was just a normal meal. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm the same. For some reason, faced with a buffet, I eat less. Becky's shaking her head.
Whilst we're talking about buffets quickly, did anyone see in the paper yesterday those amazing people who've worked out how to get the most into the salad bowl?
No.
Where you, like, make little... You start the foundations with, like, potato. You need to Google this if you haven't seen it. And then you, like, stack around the edges. You make, like, walls of, like... it's turned into, like, an art form. I can't remember what country it's in. You make, like, walls of cucumber around the edges so you can stack it up really high. And that effectively gives you, like... If this is for only one visit, you know, when you're only allowed to go up once, that effectively gives you a massive bowl, which you can then fill with all those bacon bits.
What did we Google for that? I want to see it.
Just, like, salad bowl towers or something. Okay. They're salad amazing. It was in the paper yesterday.
Because sometimes that is a challenge in itself.
You know, if you're bored at work or, like, trying to do revision and you can't be bothered, just Google salad bowl towers. It'll waste 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The house always wins, but today we wanted them to sweat a little bit. We wanted to put a significant dent in their pizza stocks. Silence fell across the table as Chango threw his napkin down. That day, Chango, the beast, ate 24 slices.
Oh, my word.
It was one of the proudest days of my life. What have you done today to make you feel right? I always think they should put a plaque up in the restaurant, but they wouldn't allow us in the one in Harrow. But I hope one day Chango gets officially recognised for his achievement that day.
That's a story to be proud of, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. But they just, they wouldn't let us. I came back a couple of days later with a framed certificate and they wouldn't let us put it up.
What, you actually took the trouble to get a framed certificate?
Yeah. But ideally, I'd like to see a plaque there.
Like one of those blue ones, Chango ate here, 24 slices.
Yeah, or if anyone can do any better, they can rightfully, you know, have their name engraved on a plaque. But I think all restaurants should have at the back, it should be by law or something, some kind of recognition of
those their achievements.
Who've gone beyond in eating food.
I think this is probably the point where I should responsibly say, do not try this at home or in your local pizza restaurant. Because you could probably do yourself quite a lot of damage.
What are you saying? It's only for pizza professionals?
It's like, I am.
Professionals only. Chango couldn't move for a week.
See, there's a reason not to do it.
Don't do it. We should also say thank you to Heather Small as well, because I bet when she was recording that song, she didn't think of Chango stuffing his gob with 24 slices of pizza and how it completely spurred him on to go the distance. BBC Radio 1.